The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the I am that I am, the everlasting Father. You are our Father in heaven. 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 You are our Father in us. You sent Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, to come and die, to come and offer his body. A body have you prepared unto me. A body that will carry our sins. A body that will carry our weaknesses. A body that will carry our sinful nature. A body that will carry our limitations. A body that will carry everything. Yes, onto the cross. And that body was nailed to the cross. And that body was nailed to the cross and buried. Yes, in exchange of his body, in exchange of the body of Christ, in exchange of his eternal life, he has to offer his blood to buy deserves to be praised. Is the one who deserves to be worshipped.
Is the one who deserves to be magnified
and be adored.
That Jesus alone is with us. He is our Lord. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Thank you, Jesus. We salute you this morning. We salute you this morning. We exalt you. We uplift you. We give you glory. We give you all the praise.
Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We exalt you. We uplift you. We thank you for yet, O God, another day. We are grateful, O God, for giving us life to live once again, O God. Thank you for your care for us, O God. Thank you for your protection and provision, O God.
Thank you for sending your angel to We celebrate you. We bow before you, Lord. We adore you and express our gratitude to you for everything that you have done for us. Everything you are doing and you will continue to do. You be the glory for the great things you have done. For there is none like you, Lord. There is none like unto our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who was and is and is to come.
Let's bless the name of the Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Where would we have been if it had not been for the Lord on our side? Where would we have been if it had not been the Lord? Where would we have been? Father, we are highly indebted to you, Lord. We are highly indebted, O God. Yes, we are highly indebted unto you. You, we bless your holy name. We celebrate you this morning in Jesus' name.
Our Father, we are grateful unto you this morning. We exalt you and uplift you. Father, we thank you for the gift of life that you've given unto us to live. And we thank you for the gift of this day. We exalt you and uplift you. We glorify your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for making it possible for us to join this program. We thank you for making this program possible. We are grateful unto you. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Father, you are God. Father, you are King. Let everyone that is online experience you as never before. We enter by the blood of Jesus Christ. We enter in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask for grace. We ask for favor. Be with us and lead us through, Holy Spirit. Let everyone that has entered have an encounter with you, O Lord. We pray for divine encounter. 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 Come, O Lord, and encounter us. We bless you and we exalt you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I say, Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Chair, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja and Boja Worldwide and Pascal, our technicians. We have been praying, let the Father's visit make a difference. Let the Father's visit make a difference. And we have been reading Leviticus chapter 26 from verse 9. That says, I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers, and I will keep my covenant with you. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the new. I will put my dwelling place among you, and I will not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. The same scripture is quoted in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 16. 2 Corinthians 6, verse number 16. But I want us to read something in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 3. Ezekiel 1, 3. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, by the Keba River in the land of the Babylonians. There the hand of the Lord was upon him. When you go to Ezekiel chapter 6 verse 1, you see there, the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, set your face against the mountains of Israel, prophesy against them. I just want the place where it is written, the word of the Lord came, the word of the Lord came. You go to Ezekiel chapter 7 verse 1, the word of the Lord came to me, the word of the Lord came to me. You go to Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 1. Then I heard him call out in a loud voice. Now, 12, the word of the Lord. Word. A word of revelation. A word of insight. Beloveds, whilst we are praying the Father's visit, that is Christianity. Living what Christ has already accomplished. Christianity is enforcing what Christ has already accomplished. That is why we say Christianity is not a religion, but it is a way of life. That's why we say Christianity is not a religion, but a way of life. Because a religion, you work your way into God. A religion is not working your way to get God. Getting something to get God's attention. Working your way to get salvation. Somebody should write this for me. The difference between religion and Christianity. Religion is working your way to God. Working your way to get your salvation. Working your way to obtain your salvation. That is religion. Paying your own price to obtain your own salvation. That is religion. Yes. Working your way to God. Religion is working your way to God. Working your way to get God. Working your way to obtain God. But Christianity is simply living what Christ has achieved for us. Christ has already worked our way to God. Jesus has already become, according to John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way to God. I am the truth to God. I am the life to God. Already connected to God. So Christianity is living what Christ has achieved for us. That's Christianity. That's why we say Christianity is a way of life. It is not a religion. It is a way of life. It is not a religion. Christianity is a way of life. It is not a religion. Even though the Bible says, I think Philippians, is it 2, 12 and 13, that we should work out our salvation with fear and trembling. That working out our salvation with fear and trembling is simply to be sensitive, to be responsible of what we hear, of what we do. That is all. Working out your salvation is to be sensitive, to be responsible, to be alert as to what we hear, what we do. That is just the meaning of it. Yes. That is the meaning of it. Working out. We are not actually working out our salvation as getting to God. Thank you, my own Eno. You've already sent it to me. God bless you. So you see, beloved, I don't know whether it's Mama Gladys Frimpong that is online. Hey, you are most welcome. Yes. If she's the one, our only mother. Yes. Well, or maybe somebody is using her name. Somebody bears the same name. Beloved, as I said, Christianity is a way of life. We are living what Christ has already achieved for us. Christ has come to make us God's children. Christ has already come to pay the price for us to enjoy every blessing of God. In fact, Christ didn't just come to pay the price, but Christ has come to qualify us for God to dwell in us. Christ has come to qualify you and I for God to dwell in us. That is why the Bible says that we are living temples. When you read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, yes, from verse, 14 down, we are what? Living temples. We are the temple of God. So whilst we are praying the Father's visit is from within. In the Old Testament, the Father's visit was dramatic. In the Old Testament, the Father's visit was what? Dramatic. 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 Like they were hearing audible voice. God was appearing in the form of thunder, in the form of earthquake, and all others. like in Acts chapter 16. Yes, the Holy Spirit came in a dramatic form. The Holy Spirit came in a dramatic form. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Acts 2, 1 to 4. The Holy Spirit came in a dramatic form. And in Acts 16, God himself appeared or visited the cell in which Paul and Silas were put. God himself visited their cell. And when God visited their cell, what happened? There was a mighty earthquake. The prison doors flew open and everybody's chain fell. Beloved, that was God's visitation in the Old Testament and some of them in the New Testament. But mostly in the New Testament, God's visitation is undramatic. It's undramatic. No. God's visitation is most of the time normal and sometimes silent. So we need to train ourselves. We need to train our spirit to discern God's visitation. We need to train ourselves. We need to train our spirit to discern God's visit, the Father's visit. The Father's visit is already with us. The Father is already living in us through Jesus Christ. So we arouse the Father's visit within us. You know, all of us, men of God, women of God, and most brothers and sisters, all of us, we use the term, and something told me, and I felt that, and I felt within me, and something told me, I just felt something within me. I believe most of us on this platform, we have used that term before. I have also used it before. Most of the time, that is God's visit. That's the Father's visit. That's the Father's visit. In fact, you will know that something is happening to you. That's the Father's visit. You will know that something is happening to you. You will know. You will know. Like Ezekiel said, the word of the Lord came to me. The word of the Lord came to me. The Father's visit comes in the form of what? The word. The Father's visit comes in the form of a particular revelation, a particular insight. The Father's visit sometimes is the Holy Spirit actions. You know, they are connected. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are connected. So sometimes it is very difficult to make the difference. Yes, it's very, very difficult to make the difference. Yes, they are connected. They are one. So when the Holy Spirit is operating, the Father is connected, the Son is connected. When the Son is operating, the Father is connected, the Holy Spirit is connected. Actually, Jesus was the Son that was spoken out, the spoken word. Go and do this. Yes. And the Holy Spirit empowered Jesus Christ to do all that he did. So the same way you and I are born again, and the Holy Spirit, Jesus has given us birth in his womb. Let me take it like that. In his womb. And the Holy Spirit has also come upon us to enable us live like Jesus, continue his work like Jesus, and be like Jesus here on earth. Amen. Amen. Beloved, it will not be far-fetched from saying that we are small Jesuses. It will not be far-fetched from saying that you and I are small Jesuses. Yes. You and I are small Jesuses. These are the things we need to be conscious of. That is why we need to read the word and listen to the word and also live in prayer. Leave the word and then read the word and live in prayer and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I am telling you, child of God, you are the Jesus in your family. You are the Jesus in that company. You are the Jesus in your home. You are the Jesus in that marriage. You are the Jesus everywhere you find yourself. But you see, because we are living in the flesh and living in the fallen world, sometimes we don't feel that Jesus nature. We don't feel that Jesus nature. When situations arise, the flesh is the first to face it. The flesh is always the first to face the challenge. And you know the weakness of the flesh. Beloved, this flesh, this body is just the house. The house in which God lives. Your heart is the altar. 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 You are a whole chapel. You are a whole temple. You are a living and a moving temple of God. God dwells in you. And you see, this is what we need to be conscious of. Because we are not conscious of this, the enemy is always cheating us. The enemy uses the things we see and the things we hear to settle us for less. The enemy uses the things we hear and the things we see to settle us for less. I can tell you an experience that I have had. And I can tell you that somebody was asking me, do your people pray? Do your people hear from God? Because everybody is saying, this thing is not correct. This thing is not genuine. This thing is not this. A man of God called me, who is praying with me. He said, do your people really hear from God? It is true that it appears like that. But do your people really hear from God? Do your people really hear from God? Before the counterfeit, there is a genuine. Before the counterfeit, there is a genuine. Before the counterfeit, there is a genuine. And let me tell you, the devil can do anything, but your stand with God and the covenant you have made with God is what determines the things that will come your way. Your secret covenant, your secret life, I'm telling you, with God is what tells what will come your way. Yesterday, when I was walking around and praying about these things, then the Lord just spoke a word to me. I mean, I don't know this when I'm this. You see, I'm doing that again. This word just came that before you ask, you tell anybody anything here on earth, even your pastor, if it is possible, before you tell anybody anything, hear from God first. Hear from God first. Hear from God first. Somebody should write this for me. Before you tell anybody anything, before you seek for anybody's counsel or advice, hear from God first. That's why we need to train ourselves how we hear from God. Hear from God first. Please, hear from God first. This is a problem of people who are relying on prophets, who cannot hear from God for themselves, so that whatever the prophet tells you, that is it. The prophet must tell you any step you are taking. The prophet must confirm it before. The prophet should say it is good. The prophet should say it is like this. And so when the prophet makes a mistake, because prophets are human, yes, when the prophet didn't see well, then it means that you have been misled. But when you have heard from God, God will use any other thing you hear. God will confirm it, use it to confirm, or use it to opposite of confirm is what? To unconfirm. Use it to confirm or what? Or unconfirm. You see, God was telling me. What? Deny. Okay. Used to confirm or deny. Yes. Used to confirm or deny. Beloved, our greatest problem as children of God, Christian, is the training of our spirit to hear directly from God. I'm telling you that the moment you achieve that you can hear directly from God. Look, 95% of your Christianity here on earth, you have achieved it. You have achieved it. You know, the reason is that, like some of us, who that has been my behavior, because I don't want to make mistake. So I tell people almost every step I want to take. I seek for advice. I seek for counsel. And I tell you, look, when people begin to bring their experiences, what is going on, what they have heard, what they have experienced about that thing, beloved, that vision is dead. Even when God spoke to you, even when God is telling you that this thing is from me, I am telling you, people's opinion, people's warnings, people's whatever will kill it. It will kill it. Because we are human. You become confused. You will not know whether you really, now you begin to think, did I hear from God well? Did I see from God well? Look, it doesn't mean that somebody fell into a hole, so everybody will fall into a hole. Yes, the way somebody is with God, a person can pass over that hole without falling into it. Yes. People are falling into that hole. It doesn't mean that everybody will fall into that hole. It does not mean that everybody will fall into that hole. This is a problem with many Christians. I have fallen victim to this thing several times because I don't want to make mistake. So I seek for counsel. I seek for advice. Everything I tell people, I seek this, what I want to do. This is the step I want to take. What do you think about it? What do you think about it? And then people will begin to bring their opinion. Some will agree with you. Some will not agree. At a point, you become confused. You become just what? Confused. You become confused. In fact, we need to really train our spirit to discern the voice of God and to discern what? The things of God. And let me tell you, do you know why you need to train yourself? We are individuals, so your secret life is what determines what you attract. Let me say this again. Your secret life is what determines what you attract. Somebody should write it for me. Your secret life is what determines what you attract. I'm telling you, your secret commitment is what determines what you attract. Your secret commitment to God, your secret sacrifices, your secret faith, your secret righteousness determines what you attract. Look, somebody is faithfully tithing. Somebody is really pleasing God in the secret. And you are friends. Look, two doors will open. Eh? The same door will open for two of you. The person who is not faithful to God, because what does the Bible say? To the faithful, he is faithful. Eh? To the faithful, let me read Psalm 18? Let me read something in Psalm 18. Psalm 18, verse number 25. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself crooked. You know, the meaning of this is that what you sow is what you reap. So, two friends are walking, and their secret lives. So two doors will open. Two friends, one is crook in secret, one is not faithful in secret, one is not this or that in secret, and then one is faithful. One is this, one is that, one is, do you know, the same door will open for the two of them. Let me tell you. You will see the same door, everything the same. The two of them will walk into it, but what is inside that door will be different. What is inside that door will be held different. The crook will receive crook inside. The faithful will receive faithful inside. To the faithful, he showed himself faithful. You can never be faithful to God in secret, and God will show himself unfaithful or crook to you. Never. He will never. He will never. He will never at all. So, beloved, we need to train ourselves, train our spirit, how to hear directly from God, and we hear from within. We hear from, look, I can't tell you how God speaks to us, because sometimes it's a thought. Sometimes a thought will just drop into your mind. Sometimes you have a prompting within you, a burden inside you, a sharp prompting inside you, a burden within you, a thought, whatever, this, that. Look, God speaks. The Father's visit is not difficult at all. The Father's presence is not difficult at all. And as I've said, the Father's presence exists in two ways. We have the abiding presence of the Father, and we have the manifested presence of the Father. Abiding presence of God is always with us. Everybody feels him, even the wicked. The unbelievers, everybody feels him. He is everywhere. The manifested presence is when the presence that manifests and tangible things happen. Invisible things become touchable. Invisible things become tangible and touchable. Invisible things become ownable. Invisible things become possessible. Yes. That's what you call manifested presence of God. Manifested presence of God. And even that manifested presence of God, it does not always come dramatically. In Genesis chapter 28, Jacob got to a place, he slept, and he had a dream where he saw a staircase to heaven. And he saw at the top the Lord standing. And he saw angels descending and ascending. When he woke up, he said, God is in this place. God is in this place. And you know, the stone he used for his pillow was the stone that the grandfather Abraham used to build the altar. That was where Abraham built the altar in Bethel. So you see, it was a dream. Look, when did God ask Solomon to ask anything? It was a dream. After Solomon had offered sacrifice, God visited Solomon in a dream. In a dream. The father visited. So God's visit can come in a dream. In a dream. It can come in the form of an angel, a human being. Yes, a human being. A lot of things, I don't know. Some of the things I've experienced. And one day I was driving. I was driving at, what do we call it? I was driving at Dakuma Bubuashi, how do we call it? That range, wireless, cable and wireless road. I was driving in the night around 1 a.m. And I never knew that that road has become, that time, it has become a place where armed robbers were attacking people, taking their vehicles from them and all that. That even the previous night, two drivers were killed there. I never knew. You know, when I was driving, immediately I bent and then I started driving on that road. I looked into my driving mirror and I saw a man. I can't describe that it's a young man. I saw somebody pushing my car when I was driving. The person was pushing it. The person was pushing it, running, pushing. You know, when you want the car to spark, the way they push, the person was doing the same. So I shouted. I said, "Who is that? What are you doing? Stop that." The person continued. The car was going. But you know, under normal circumstance, I will stop. And then ask the person, "What are you doing?" But I never stopped. I continued to drive. And then I waved to the person. And I wasn't seeing anybody around. I said, "Stop that. Stop. Who is that? Stop what you are doing." Do you know that when I drove and I entered into the town, entered into North Kaneshi side, and I stopped, by the time I got to the North Kaneshi side, the person disappeared. The person had just done what? Disappeared. Not knowing that even some minutes after me, they attacked a taxi driver. On the same road, they attacked a taxi driver. So you see, God sent an angel to come and escort me. Beloved, we are still in the days of angels. We should not look far and think far. The only thing is that Christians, we need to develop consciousness. We need to develop what? Consciousness. We need to develop consciousness. Because without consciousness, we are missing a lot of God. Sometimes the things we are praying, God has already provided. But because we have not developed that inner sensitivity and consciousness, we are still looking up. We are still expecting. When God has already given them to us, and they are coming to us in a certain way, beloved, the Father's visit is not far. The Father is already with us. And the Father already wants to show himself unto us. I pray that everyone online, for the first time in your life, you experience what you have never experienced before. One day, I was driving. When I got to North Kanishi Adodo, in the afternoon, as I bent the curve at the Holy Trinity area there, I just had that I should stop and come out from the car. I say, why? So I stopped. And I came out. When I stopped and I came out, I saw two children standing and wanting to cross. Somehow, you know, people, students, I asked them, where are you going? Say, they are going down there. I said, okay, enter and let me drop you at the junction. Immediately, we moved the car. A tipper truck carrying container veered off where the children were standing. The container just fell the ground. These children coming from school. And when I look at the name of their school, a Christian school. In fact, the thing happened, but people shouted. It wasn't far. And so I saw it. And somebody was saying, hey, some children were here. Some children were here. Children are under. People, children were here. Children are under. Children are under. Then I say, I picked them. I dropped them at that junction. Because I reversed and went, I picked them. I dropped them at that junction. I dropped them at that junction. It was later I got to know that their parents were attending the North Kanishi Assemblies of God. And they were part of the children's service. Beloved, we are in the days of angelic visitation. So let us be sensitive. Like Gabriel was sent to bring an answer to Daniel. Some of the answers, some of the blessings that are coming, there are battles that surround them. Somebody should write it for me. Like Daniel was sent, like Angel Gabriel was sent to bring the answer to Daniel, and there was a battle in the realms of the spirit. Some of the blessings God sent to us are surrounded with battles. Not everything comes to you clearly. Not everything comes to you straight. There are battles. There may be battles. Everybody should take this. There are battles. There may be hot battles. I am telling you, not everything will come to you direct the way it comes. There are battles. Look, the devil will fight. The devil will do everything to make the thing look as if it is not real. For you to lose it, for you to give up. No. That is why I am saying, every Christian, yesterday God was telling me this, hear from God first before you seek for advice, before you talk to anybody. Otherwise, people's opinions, as good as it is, people's counsel, as nice as it looks, they will share with you their experience, their personal convictions, their whatever, which is good, but nobody really knows the mind of God. Yesterday, I was praying the night. And then I sent a message to this man of God. And this man of God asked me, those who are counseling you, do they really hear from God? Do they really hear from God? Do they know how God speaks? You know, counseling is good. Seeking advice is good. Seek your advice. Let people talk to you. But beloved, stick to what God has said. Stick to what you want to marry somebody. And then you've gone to seek for advice from somebody about that person. the person will tell you what the person knows about that person. The person doesn't know what God knows. Maybe the person has a certain weakness. The person has demonstrated a certain hot weakness. That's the only thing that the person has set the eyes on. A weakness, a weakness, a weakness. But the person doesn't know that as everybody has a weakness, that person just showed hurt his or her weakness. The good part of the person may be more. But because it is happening right now in the church, that's what is happening now in the church. Immediately, you tell somebody that, oh, this person has proposed to me, the things you begin to hear. So you see, we lose. Thank you, Papa, for the advice and insights. You have taught me so much through your teachings. Mansan, God bless you, Mansan. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We need to train ourselves to know how to hear from God. We need to train ourselves to know how to hear from God. And let me repeat this statement. I just read Psalm 18, verse 25. To the faithful, I will show myself faithful. Anything that will come your way depends on your secret life. The devil can do the same, but it depends on what? Your secret life. Two people, two friends. One is very faithful in this inner life. Another one is crook. The same door will open. But when they enter, one inside is crook. Another one inside is faithfulness. We want to pray. Say, Lord, help me to know you, to know your ways. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to discern the Father's visit, 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 the Father's visit. Help me, Lord. Help me to discern. Let's pray that prayer right now. Help me to discern the Father's visit. 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 Holy Spirit, help me, help me. Le papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya. Ile papa rakata kaba itala basha kata kabaya. Ile papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya. Ibele kete ke barakata kaba itala basha. La papa rakata kaba rakata kabaya kata kabaya. Ibeleketeke bara, ibeleketeke bara kataka ba italabasha, le baba la kataka bara kataka ba ya katuka le baba, ile bebeketeke baro kotoka ba ya kataka ba ya. Help me, help me, help me. Let the lady pastor continue with you.
Le baba la kataka ba ya kataka ba ya. Send the Father's spirit. Yes, the Father's visit. Yes, let's continue to declare this. That the Lord should help us, the Holy Spirit should help us to discern the Father's visit. When it is time for a particular thing to happen, we should be able to discern it. Shall we continue to declare in the name of Jesus Christ? Yes, Holy Spirit, help me to discern the Father's visit. Help me to know, oh God, when my time has come. Let me know, oh God, when your visit in a particular area of my life is now, the time has come for the particular visit, oh God, particular expectation to manifest, help me to discern it. Help me to discern. Help me to discern. Holy Spirit, help me to discern the Father's visit in any aspect of my life. Help me to know it. Let me know how you speak to me. Let me know how you go about it. Lord, how you are ministering to me so that, Lord, I'll catch the message in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy me to discern your the Father's visit. Help me to discern the Father's visit in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to know when my time has come. I want to know when the time for that breakthrough has come. I want to know. I want to be able to discern. Yes, Lord, when my time has come in a particular area that I am sowing towards, that I am exercising faith, let me know and discern it. Let me discern and know it. Holy Spirit, I need your help. Help me to know how you even speak to me. Help me to know how you speak to me. Help me to discern the Father's visit. That is my prayer, Lord. Help me never to miss the Father's visit in an aspect that I'm exercising faith in you for. In the name of Jesus Christ. Kaparakata makabo shabaya ande. Lipre kete kabara katasta kaba makabo rata kabaya ikarabo shanda lipra kata kabare katasta kaba makabo shabaya indarabo shaka la papa rakata kata kata. Help me to discern, Lord. Let me know, Lord. Discern. Help me to discern. Holy Spirit, help me to discern. Help me to know, Father, when the Father's visit has come in that particular area. I am expecting a breakthrough in that particular area. I am expecting a visitation in that particular area. I have exercised faith in God for, in that particular area that I have trusted God for. Lord, help me to discern and know the time of your visitation. Yes, O Lord, we give you glory and praise. Kabo karabo shanda. Lipa barakata kabara, lipa ro karana chikiande, la bakato kabara, lipa karanda karanda karanda, makata kaba, shibaya ande, makorata kabaya, lipa barakata postakayande, lipa daro rata kabazikiande. Yes, Lord, I want to know, Lord.
Women, naturally, they have the intuition where they discern things. That's why it is good to marry. And that's why it is good not just to marry, but to marry a spiritually mature woman. A spiritually hot, mature. When we say spiritual maturity, it is not any big thing. No. It's not any big thing that the woman must be an apostle. No. No. A woman who just loves God. A woman whose heart, who has a heart of what? Conviction. Look, a heart is a heart that when the person does something wrong, the person feels it. That is it. A living heart. You know, because women, naturally, they have that, conviction, that inner intuition. So that's why it is good to listen to our wives. And also, some people have also been trained. You can also be trained. Be trained to discern. Yeah, be trained to discern. Some also is a gift. The gift of discernment in the Bible. I was operating that a lot. Word of knowledge. I was operating that a lot. Yes. Now, but as long as we remain in the flesh, we can still make mistakes. Even with all this, we can still make mistakes. But then, even in our mistake, the Holy Spirit is still with us. So in all, we need to be, to balance in everything that we do. You know, there was a couple in the church right now, some time ago. I called this lady. I saw that they were moving. I said, so are you planning to marry? He said something like that. Listen to what I'm going to say. Say something like that. Why? You should learn to hear, develop yourself to hear from God first. before other voices begin to come. I'm telling you, what I'm saying, it can even break friendship. It destroys friendship. Just because somebody thought that you were not listening to him, it can break friendship. It can break relationship. I'm telling you. When you have decided to follow what God is telling you, and I say, that day it was like after I didn't have time. Then another time, I wanted her to come and see me. So she came, and I was going to begin to talk about that brother. Some one or two things that the brother has done wrong. And when I look at them initially, no, they didn't match. But you know, the Holy Spirit stopped me. The Holy Spirit stopped me. I could not say what I actually wanted to say. I just brought another topic. We talk about it. Do you know that couple in the church? They are one of the best couples. They marry, nobody has heard their issue. They are one of the nicest couple you can find. Then when I went back to review myself, I realized that the time I was talking, I wasn't in a good mood. I was offended. In fact, I was facing a particular challenge with some people in the church, and I wasn't happy. Some of my board members were really giving me problems. There were issues we were not able to handle well. So you see the mood in which I was going to talk. You see the mood, even me, Pastor. You see the mood in which I was going to talk. But the Holy Spirit did what? Stopped me. If he had not stopped me and I had spoken in that mood, what would have happened? I would have denied somebody's destiny. This is why we need to be careful. We need to train ourselves to hear from God before we begin to talk. Because you don't know the mood in which the person is going to counsel you. You don't know the mood even of the pastor. You see, now people are online. Now they understand me. When they bring issue, I say, oh, this one, let's talk about it another time. Let's talk about it another time. Let's talk about it another time. People don't understand me. Sometimes people think that I don't have time. No. Maybe at that time, I am not in a mood. And please, husbands, learn this. Wives, learn this. Children, learn this. Friends, learn this. When an issue comes and you are not in the mood, just say, okay, please, give me time. Give me time. Let's find time and then we talk about it. So we want to pray. Say, Holy Spirit,
any step
I am taking, in which you are not in, any step I am taking, which is not part of the Father's visit, Holy Spirit, stop me, stop me, stop me, and stop it, 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 stop me, and stop it. Any step I am taking that is not in the Father's visit, that is not in the Father's visit, that is not in the Father's visit. Holy Spirit, today, give me a sign. 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 Give me a sign.
Give me a sign. Give me a sign. Give me a sign.
Give me a sign. Give me a sign. For the father's visit, In Jesus' mighty name, there is a father's visit in the house. There is a father's visit in the house. There is the father's visit in the house. There is the father's visit in the house. The Lord is saying, you are going to hear clearly. You are going to hear clearly. It will never be ambiguous. It will never be ambiguous. There will be no ambiguity. You are going to hear clearly. You are going to hear clearly. You are going to hear clearly. You are going to see clearly. You are going to see clearly. You are going to see clearly. You are going to hear clearly. The Lord is saying, your spirit will know. 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 And you will never fall into that trap. 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 Your spirit will know and know. Your spirit will know and know that it is me. Your spirit will know and know that it is me. Your spirit will know and know that it is me. Your spirit will know and know that it is me. I can hear the voice saying, your spirit will never miss it. Your spirit will never miss it. Will never miss it. Your spirit will never miss it. Your spirit will never miss it. Your spirit will never miss it. Oh, a door is open. A door is open in the house. A breakthrough has come. A mighty door has come. A mighty door is open. A mighty door is open for God's people. A mighty door is open. A mighty breakthrough has come. A mighty turnaround has come. A mighty change of story has come. A mighty turnaround has come. A mighty change of story has come. A mighty turnaround 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 has come. You will never miss it. You will never miss what belongs to you. You will never miss what belongs to you. You will never miss what belongs to you. Continue to fight. Continue to press on. Continue to stand firm. Continue to take your stand, because you will never miss it. 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 Parabasha kata kabaya kata. Bikelo. Labro shakara masanta kabaya takaba. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, we thank the Lord for bringing us this far. God willing, next week at the same time, we shall meet. But remember, today at 11:30, 11th hour prayer parade. And in the evening, we have Reverend Sowolo, Vincent Sowolo, who started with us yesterday. I tell you that when he was speaking those things, I felt the presence of God. So let's come together and pray. This 100 days prayer marathon, it should have been prayer marathon. When it is 100 days, it's a marathon. When it is just August, it's festival. But nobody reminded me, because they thought it is coming from me. Sometimes that's how it is. So when God is using you, people don't know your human part. That's why we also listen. We listen to people, because we are also human. That's why you shouldn't fear to bring your ideas. What do you think about this? If we put it this way, okay, because we are human also. Mm-hmm. You know, when Daniel started praying, beloved, the reason for this 100 days prayer marathon, Daniel did not plan 21 day fast. Daniel never planned 21 day fast. Daniel never planned 21 day fast. Daniel just set himself apart to wait on God until the answer came. The answer came on the 21st day. The 21st day was the day the answer came. It was not the day the answer was released from heaven. Get that clear. It was not the day the answer was released from heaven. No. The very day Daniel started to pray, the answer was released. I mean, let me ask you, child of God, what does it cause God to answer you? What does it cause God? Please, somebody should get this philosophy and write it down. What will it cause God to answer me? What will it cause God to make things clear to me? What will it cause God to give me that breakthrough? What it will cause him? Nothing. Nothing. God never loses. In fact, as a matter of fact, when we go to heaven, look, nobody will finish the food that you are eating, your plate. You will finish it. Because as you are eating, it is being replaced. It is being replaced. That was the same law that Jesus used in John chapter 6 to feed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. It was the law of what? Multiplication. That is the law that exists in the realms of the spirit. In the realms of the spirit, things don't finish. So what is it that God, you ask God and he will give you and you have shortage? Nothing. So from today, begin to think that thing you have been praying about, the answer has been released. The very day you seriously started praying. But do you know, Gabriel told Daniel, do you know why? It is today, the 21st day that I have come, there was a battle. Look, let me tell you, it is not every good thing that will come to you that will come genuinely and straight. There will be battles around it. There are battles in the realms of the spirit. And sometimes even physically, there are battles. There are battles, 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 battles. Gabriel told Daniel, from the first day, but I have now come. Why have I not come on the 21st day? There was a battle I need to fight. So those who are saying, hey, 100-day prayer marathon, you don't know the day. You don't know the day. We should even pray 1 year. Do you know that the Moravians, a group called the Moravians, and then the Caucus, they prayed 100 years before Azusa Street Revival came. 100 years. Their children, they trained them. So as the elders were dying, the children picked the prayer. They prayed 100 years before the Pentecostal revival we have now from Azusa Street in 1906 when Assemblies of God came out from. Acts chapter 2 kind of Holy Ghost descending, Acts 2, 1 to 4. It happened Azusa Street. The Moravian prayed for 100 years. That's the revival that we are still enjoying up to today. So beloved, please, I encourage you. I like the first prayer that the man of God led us to pray yesterday. That God give me the grace. Give us the grace to pray more. Give us the grace to pray more. Give us, look, don't say, I've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. I'm tired. Read Romans chapter 4 verse 8. Abraham, against all hope, continue to hope. Keep on praying. Never give up. I usher you into God's visit. I usher you into God's visit. I usher you into God's visit. I usher your weekend into God's visit. Let your weekend be a weekend of God's visit. Let your weekend be a weekend of God's visit. Let your weekend be a weekend of God's visit. In Jesus' mighty name. And when the roll is called, your name and my name shall never be missing. Until we meet again, shalom. Shalom. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.